here in Minneapolis the opportunity to talk with Timberwolves assistant coach Ed Pinckney. And when you look at all of the years that you've come to Oracle Arena as a player or a coach, and you think about the fans there and the environment, what comes to mind?
Well, as a player, I just remember in the early 80s as a player there, the teams were okay. They had some talent, and this is twofold. My second year, I was playing with the Phoenix Suns, and I unfortunately had the task of trying to cover Purvis Short during a 40-point game. And I just remember, you know, the team at that time was okay. I think they were on the fringe of the playoffs, but I just remember the fans being unbelievable. And some of the players that I played with on the Suns teams during that time, they said, you know, one of the best, absolute best places to play, you know, was Oracle Arena. I mean, the fans, the music, just the atmosphere. The teams really respect the fans really respect opposing players, and I mean, they spoke the truth. It wasn't a fun night for me because I got 40 points scored on me, but I just remember that particular night warming up and just it being an unbelievable atmosphere. And that, you know, anytime you're exposed to that as a player, it really gets your juices flowing.
You know, the Final Four is coming here to Minneapolis next weekend, and it's going to be a great time. I think back to 85. I know all of the years since you won the national championship on that team that was tremendous in taking down Georgetown, in a time where basketball was a really big deal in the Final Four realm, and people really were watching it. When you think of what that Villanova team and teams of that era did to help set the stage for the kind of weekend that will be here in Minneapolis, how much pride do you take in knowing that impact of what it's grown to be?
Well, I mean, it's great. You know, all the excitement surrounding the city in terms of preparation for the Final Four. And we, Minnesota hosted the Super Bowl last year, so it's been kind of been a hub for a lot of sports finals in the last couple of years. So it's been great. But, you know, for our particular team, it's really special because we're all watching Tyus Jones's brother play on Duke. You know, Gorgie Dang with Louisville was a finalist. I forget which years, but, you know, he played in the Final Four as well as Carl Towns. So it's really exciting to watch them sort of follow their NCAA teams. And then the excitement around the city has just capped it off really well for us. We're all very excited. Unfortunately, Villanova doesn't get a chance to advance, but it's tough to match the excitement of the Final Four. It's just, you know, a fantastic event. Fortunately for myself, I've been the last 2 out of 3 years with Villanova. So it's really unmatched, the excitement that surrounds the game and the four teams that are involved.
All great stuff. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
All right. Thanks for having me.